Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation. And we hope that this podcast will help you relax, chill, perhaps even find sleep. I'm very excited. This episode is airing on St. Patrick's Day. And I was thinking to myself, who could I have? Who would be the perfect guest? And I remembered I have a friend who is from Ireland, who lives in Ireland. And since I haven't done an episode from Canada to Ireland or Ireland to Canada, I thought, what a great day to air such an episode. So I want to welcome a dear friend, Timmy O'Dowd, to the Insomnia Project. Welcome, Timmy.
Hello. Thank you for having me. And we don't say it that often, but top of the morning to
you. Oh, my goodness. You know, I have a friend who was on the podcast, Cloda, and I said to her, do you ever say that? And she goes, only to the tourists and only if I want tips when I'm working in a bar.
We never say that. It's like when I lived in Toronto and also Vancouver, it's like people were like, you don't say that, do you? It's like, no, it's just a fabricated story or a myth, and like the leprechauns and all that stuff. They're just small people.
Yes. Yes, fair enough. I know that like sometimes people ask me, you're Canadian, do you ever say hoser? And I'm like, I've never said hoser in my entire life, nor have I ever heard someone use that in an expression. But, you know, somehow it gets in there and people think it's something we say and it's not. I met you, Timmy, in Vancouver, and you were living in Canada, and you had mentioned to me that you really appreciated your home country of Ireland once you moved away and came back. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, yes. It's not just myself who says that. I know a lot of people, like many people that listen to your podcast and that know people that have traveled to different countries. And then when they come back, they appreciate where they come from. I think it's like no matter where you live, you always want to see other places, but you never really experience your own country until you get that kind of euphoric moment. I don't know that word, but it's like Canada was a fantastic. I do a lot of work in America, and I went to Australia, New Zealand, Bali, and Thailand, and just a few other places. But the beauty, like I'm especially on the southwest coast of Ireland, we have some of the most amazing scenery that you can't find in any other country. Like I know people say the weather in Ireland, it fluctuates. Yes. But when we get super, super nice days, there's no better place than like Killarney, which is like 20-minute drive from where I am in Tralee. And then there's, most people know, the Ring of Kerry and Dingle, and I would say Fungi, but unfortunately Fungi is missing at the moment. He's been missing for a couple of weeks, but he's the famous dolphin that people used to go out to see. And yeah, it's a kind of a hard time for the locals in Dingle because a lot of the tourism was surrounded around Fungi. But that's a different topic. But it's just the scenery, the beauty, the people of Ireland are so, so nice and friendly, just like Canadians. Like other than the Irish, of all the places I've been, I've never met just the nicest people as I did in Canada. Like in Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, the places that I've been to, everyone is super friendly. And that's why I call Canada my second home.
Well, Timmy, I don't know if it's the people you met or just the sort of enthusiasm you exude that makes nice people want to be around you? So I don't know. I've certainly met a lot of people in Canada that who aren't lovely. But I wanted to go back to your hometown. So you're in County Kerry.
Yeah.
And your hometown is Tralee, correct?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's a, the Irish is Tralee, so it's a beach town. So in and around where I am, there's, you could easily add up like 12 to 14 different places where a beach is within like 10, 15 minute drive. It's where I am, Tralee is the capital of Kerry. It's not a big city like Toronto or anything like that, but there's a lot of infrastructure in and around the town. So like if people come to Kerry, they have to stop off in Tralee if they want to go to Clarny or Dingle, because it's like the middle port in between kind of the two.
So let me ask you this. If I came to Tralee, where would you take me?
I'll do the Ring of Kerry. Okay. So then it's just driving around the coast, but I'll take you to Waterville. There's a statue there of Charlie Chaplin. And everybody around the world knows who Charlie Chaplin was. And
yes.
Waterville was one of his favorite places. So even if you want after this, I have a photo of Charlie, the statue down in Waterville, so I can send that on to you if you want.
Yeah, and I'll put it on my Instagram, on our Instagram page, so people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's, for a man who, very few words, as everyone knows, one of the main places he loved in the world is Waterville. The scenery is fantastic, and just like anywhere in Kerry, you wouldn't have to travel far to get fantastic scenery. And then after that, I'd take you out to Dingle, as I just mentioned, and then to the Blascott Islands. And there's a place called Dunquin. So you get a ferry from Dunquin and you go out to the Blascott Islands, and it's hard to describe, but it is just magical. And especially on a clear blue sky day, it's fantastic.
Oh my goodness. Ireland has always been a place I've wanted to travel to. It's funny because, you know, speaking with friends, I'm like, I want to go to places that start with the letter I. I always have. So Ireland, Iceland, Israel, which I was able to visit, have always been places that have really spoken to me. Of course, I'm Italian, so Italy was definitely up there. But let me ask you this. So something our listeners might not know is you are a professional photographer and videographer. And yes. One of the ways I keep in touch with you is I just love the photos that you put on Instagram. So tell me about your love for photography. And if you don't mind, share your Instagram handle so that our listeners can follow and see those beautiful beaches that you talk about, which is not something people immediately think of when they think of Ireland.
Yeah, no worries. My 30th birthday, I suppose I could start from years ago. I just loved taking photos of anything. Remember, I was in New Zealand with my ex-girlfriend and her uncle. It was so funny. Her uncle just took me around. He was a truck driver, so he took me around the truck while she was working. And then I couldn't stop taking photos. So I remember he just stopped the truck and goes, "Oh, Tim, look, there's a trash can. Take a photo." For years, I just loved taking photos. And on my 30th birthday, I came back at that Christmas. My birthday is tomorrow, but I came back to Christmas. And I remember it was 2013, I think. Yeah, it was the coldest winter in recent record in Toronto. And I said I'd stay at home for a bit longer because I used to do part-time dog walking and dog training in Toronto. And, you know, I never noticed cold until it reached like minus 50 degrees and my eyelashes were sticking together.
Right.
So I stayed at home for another bit. And then my birthday was, as I said, 10th of March. So my parents, mom and dad, they bought me the Nikon D5300. It was my first DSLR camera having, and I just fell in love with taking photos, shooting some videos, and subsequently, I traveled around the world. I took beautiful photos. And my hobby has become my passion.
That's so wonderful. Happy birthday from all of us here at the Insomnia Project. What are some tips you would give to people who are picking up a camera for the very first time?
If they want to get into photography, it's just like, you can read all the books, you can study online, you can look up courses on YouTube, but, you will create fantastic work, and not just photography, any kind of industry that you want to get into.
Sure.
But you create fantastic work if you're passionate and you want to succeed in that field. Like, the main thing with any job is you have to love it. And the beauty of photography is, like, everything is an opportunity. I remember I was reading the story before. My brother lives in the UK, so I was living over there before I moved to Canada. And I came out of the gym and I just went on the computer and I looked up, that the old PC computers, and the background was just the two mountains in the background.
Right. Yes, I do remember.
It was on every single computer. I just wanted to, just was curious how and when and who took that photo. And it was a guy, he was just a hobbyist, and I think it was down Route 66 in America or somewhere along there. He just got out, took a photo through a fence, and he sent it into Microsoft and Google and a few other different places. And it was Microsoft that gave him a six-figure sum.
Wow.
They didn't mention some, obviously, but he's basically sitting pretty. And again, as I just said a while ago, the beauty of photography is everything is an opportunity.
So let me get this straight, Timmy. From a truck drive in Australia New Zealand, yeah, to a cold dog walking day in Toronto, from a gift from your parents in Ireland, you developed not only this love for photography, but now you've made it into a business, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I have my own photography and video business, and I'm currently just updating my new website. And I won't say the name yet because I still have to register the name. But once I give you my handles on social media platforms, and you can check it out there. And there'll be updates pretty soon.
But, for sure. And we'll put it on our social media as well once we get them. So if our listeners want to check, they can always go to we'll also put it on our social media, but we'll put it in our show notes so they can always look on our show notes. Yeah.
Perfect. And when I lived in Canada for just under 4 years, I took good shots, but I need to go back because now I'm a professional photographer. So I need to get photos of the CN Tower. I need to get the Lionsgate Bridge in Vancouver and Victoria Island. I got lovely photos, but now when I go back, I specialize in panorama photography as well.
Amazing. So,
I can't wait to go on the Canadian. Like, one of my most memorable things in Canada was, I love health and fitness and stuff, and I left Vancouver, and instead of flying back to Toronto, I said, because my girlfriend from New Zealand, she was flying from Vancouver to New Zealand, and I was going back to Toronto to finish work. So I got a bus, I think it was the Greyhound to Banff, and then in Banff, I got off. I stayed in the hostel for a few days, and I rented out a bike. So I cycled. One day it was snowing, it was just magical. So I cycled up to the base of the Rocky, where you get the gondola in the Rocky Mountains.
Right.
And instead of hiking it up, they said, instead of getting the gondola up, they said, if you hike it up, you get the free gondola down. So I was like, sure, I'm not doing anything for the day. So I parked up my bike. I went for a hike through the snow and the most beautiful scenery. And I'll never forget it. I was on my own. The gondola was going above me. And there's another funny story in a minute I'll tell you, but the gondola was above me. There was a guy waving down at me or something. And there was these squirrels just jumping from branch to branch. And when they were jumping, the snow just falling, crisping down onto the ground. And that was, I'll never forget that because I've never seen a squirrel up close.
And oh my goodness. Beautiful.
So I took a photo, but it wasn't a great photo. So I need to go back and do that. And then when I got to the top, because I was in a TV show for over 2 years, Suits in Toronto.
And, yeah, I wanted to mention, I wanted to mention that, you know, not only are you behind the camera as a photographer, but you've also been in front of the camera as both a model and an actor. So tell us about you were on Suits.
Yeah, I was in a few shows. So I was in Suits and Rookie Blue in Toronto, and then Rookie Blue, they cancelled the show after, I can't remember how many seasons, but I was only in one. Suits, I was a regular, and then when I was in Vancouver, I was on The Flash for a couple of episodes. And yeah, I just, like, I love, as I said at the very start, I love everything I do. So acting, modeling, photography, and video, it's kind of like my bread and butter. And the good thing with, especially just the modeling and the photography, I know how to position people because I'm so used to people telling me how to position myself when they're taking photos. So now I can do the same and, you know, do the same for other people to get their headshots and stuff.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful way to translate something that was done to you and make it, you know, a benefit for anyone that you're photographing, whether they be professional actors or not, to make them look their best.
Oh, it's just, I say it to a lot of my clients, and actually a tip for anyone that has a services business, either photography, video, or whatever kind of business it is. When a client gets in contact with me, I do initial chat or meetup, and then I say, they ask me for a price, and I don't give a price until I meet them again, because I just tell them, go away, talk to your husband or whoever you want me to take photos with, narrow down what it is that you need, because I don't want to overprice and I don't want to underprice. So say if I'm doing a wedding and they only want me for the morning and the evening, I'm not going to give them a full day rate.
I see.
Subsequently, if they want me for the whole day and then I give them a price without me knowing that they want me for the whole day, I could underprice myself. So
sure.
If you underprice yourself, you'll be known as that guy who's good and he's cheap. So you never want to undervalue what you're worth. So.
Yep. Know your worth. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Timmy, you know, we're taking this grand tour of the world, but I want to get back to Ireland because today is St. Patrick's Day. So first, let me ask you this. What do you do in Ireland, if you do anything, on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I'll be stopping all the stereotypes and what people think what Irish people do on Paddy's Day.
Yeah, no, I want to know the real thing because, you know, there's here and in the United States, there's parades and there's people drinking green beer and wearing green hats and doing crazy things. But I want to know what is actually done in Ireland to celebrate, if anything is done on this day.
But the funny thing is every other country, mostly, not every other country, but say built up countries like America, Canada, Australia, big places like that, they celebrate Paddy's Day so much better than what we do in Ireland. And it just goes to show you that Irish, we are everywhere. And that's why people love us, because we're in every country. And for some reason, people like the banter, they just love the Irish mentality. And that's why I'm so lucky to be Irish at heart, but I'd rather be Irish Canadian, to be honest. But anyway, what we do in Tralee, there's little parades. In Dublin is a bigger parade. Sometimes they do dye, I think it's the River Liffey, they dye it green. I know for a fact in big places like Chicago, they dye the whole river green as well. And pretty sure when I was in Niagara Falls, they do fireworks and they dye that green as well, or they have some green lighting effects down in Niagara Falls as well. But, you know, obviously people drink, but the stereotype, like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any of that. For me, on a good Paddy's Day, I'd go hiking up a mountain and take some photos or do some videos. I'd rather appreciate the outdoors instead of being indoors drinking a pint.
That's wonderful. Really appreciate Ireland for what it is, and that's its raw beauty, its great cities, its lovely people. Yeah. I think that's a great way to celebrate Timmy. Now, I want to mention that, Timmy, you're going to do a little song, and I'm only mentioning this for our listeners because sometimes listeners feel a little bit distracted when music is played on our podcast. So I'm going to give you the heads up to anyone who's listening that we're going to be doing a song. And if it jars you out of your slumber, I apologize, but it is St. Patrick's Day. We do have a real Irishman here on the show. And one of the beauties of Ireland is its music. So, Timmy, whenever you're ready, tell us about the song you're going to sing, or just sing it, whatever you prefer.
I'll just give you a bit of an intro into the song. I don't know the whole context of it, but I'm shooting a video at the moment, and the video is promoting a football club here in Glenorville, which is like 5 minutes out the road from myself. And they're raising money for their football club because, they have ex-football players and ex-committee members living in different countries. So they asked me to do the video. So I've been recording different artists, either playing the cello, dancing, Irish jigs, and a couple of people from New York and one from Canada, one from Australia. A couple of people around Ireland just giving messages of saying Happy Paddy's Day and hope everyone's keeping well. And this one guy was singing this song and it just stuck in my head. And when the song came out, I've only been told the basics of it. They said it was after the hard times in Ireland years ago. So as I said, it's stuck in my head. Usually I'll be playing a guitar or a ukulele with it, but it's just going to be unedited. My voice, I don't think I'm a great singer, but I think I can sing this, so I hope you enjoy. Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices, they are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered all around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
Wow, that was really, really beautiful. Timmy, you know, the song you're singing, and it says, hard times come by no more. I want to say, Timmy O'Dowd, we hope that you come to the podcast more because that was just so lovely.
It's my first time singing on a podcast, though. Sorry, now there's a next door, there's a guy drilling. I don't know if you can hear that or not.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, I can. I'm glad the gentleman decided to drill after the song was recorded. So we're very fortunate with that. My goodness. That's so wonderful. I didn't know you were a singer either. And I've known you for years now.
I sometimes I can sing. I haven't really tried to promote myself singing because I don't know if I'm any good. but yeah, there we go.
It's one of the things that often people associate with Ireland and with Irish people. And yes, that is a drilling sound you're hearing in the background. You're wondering what's going on there. You know, it happens. These things happen. And I think it's one of the delightful things about podcasts is that, you know, things happen and you just have to deal with them in the moment. Now, Timmy, one of the things that strikes me about you is you have such a positive attitude. And I understand you do some talks on positivity.
Actually, my first positivity talk was when I was in Toronto. I was working at just an exhibition booth, and this lady, her name is Darlene Aubey. She's from Toronto, and herself and her husband owned a chimney sweeping company, but they wanted some positivity motivation talks about exercise, health and fitness, and mental kind of well-being. And I always kind of gave positivity talks, just say friends and stuff. And this was my first opportunity to talk to more than one person. I think there was like 50 people or something, or maybe a tiny bit less in the room. But again, just what I said at the start of this podcast, I'm like, main things first, the most important person in your life is you. If you don't look after yourself, what's the point in looking after everyone else if you can't look after yourself?
And sure. Then
after that, work on, you know, once you set yourself goals and like you achieve that goal, set another, and then keep on achieving goals, because if you have goals that you want to achieve, you're never going to get bored. You're never going to be saying there's never nothing to do. And if you like, always upskill. You know, when I came back, I upskilled in my photography and video just so I can benefit myself, just to learn more myself. And then subsequently, I can charge more now for my services because I have a drone and I do drone photography, drone videography. So, you know, that aside, I'm constantly upskilling. I just love health and fitness. I like looking after myself. And if you look after yourself and stuff happens, stuff will happen, but you just have to learn from it and don't dwell on the past. So something happens, you have to deal with it there and then, and it might take a while to get over, but just keep setting yourself goals. And a goal could be something as small as like, I'm getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning, doing some exercise. I'm going to eat an apple or a banana or any type of food or anything. Or else a goal could be like, within 4 weeks, I'm going to be this far up in my business or this far up in the job that I'm currently working in. Say if you're working in sales, I would like to be a sales manager in 2 to 3 months. Give yourself that goal and go above and beyond what other people are doing, and don't focus on what they're doing, because at the end of the day, they couldn't care less what you do. Once you like what you do and you're focused and you're determined, there's your kind of like your path to success, no matter what field it is in.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, Timmy, I want to wish you a happy birthday. I also want to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day as we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Marco. And I'm looking forward to when I do get back to Canada, and we won't be going for a pint. I'll be taking you for a hike.
Well, listen, I can't wait until I see you in Ireland, and we won't be going for a hike. We'll be going for a pint.
We can do a video call. I'll be on the mountain, you'll be in the boat.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Timmy. And we'll definitely have you back on the podcast. I wish you all the best.
Perfect. Thank you, and have a good day.
And I hope everyone who listened was able to listen and relax, enjoy some music, and maybe even sleep.